something in the sky tonight to talk about and hopefully to look at a strawberry moon. Now, when I read this, I had no idea what a strawberry moon was, but fortunately we have an expert on the line with us. Joining us this morning to talk to us about it, we've got David Moore from Astronomy Ireland and from their magazine. David, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Great. Listen, why is it called a strawberry moon? Does it actually look red, or is it just a historical name?
There might be a tiny red colour to the moon, or indeed the sun rising or setting, but the real reason it's called the strawberry moon is that in the northern hemisphere, this is strawberry season.
Ah.
So strawberries are being harvested.
Wimbledon and strawberries and cream and the Enniscorthy Strawberry Festival, all of those involved.
Exactly.
Ah, yeah. So listen, will we see it? Will we see it tonight, David? I mean, it might be a bit cloudier today than it has been for the last few days.
Well, we're being a national magazine. We're asking people all across the country to try and photograph it. Somebody is going to have a clear sky, and hopefully it'll be you. And so we want everyone to send in their best photo. You know, line it up with something interesting. Get creative. You know, statues, landscapes, family and friends, even. And you'll see lots of pictures online. I saw a beautiful one of the Statue of Liberty in front of the strawberry moon from last year.
Wow.
So you won't get the Statue of Liberty, but there's other interesting Irish landmarks. You can line it up, churches, anything at all, whatever you see in your local landscape. We'll publish the best photographs if people send them to our, go to our website, astronomy.ie, and you'll see in the contact page where to send your best photo. Don't send them all if it's clear. We get thousands. Just your best one.
The one you like, the one you're proud of. Absolutely. And you were saying to me before we came on air, actually, that it's going to look particularly large and low in the sky. So when can we expect to see this tonight?
Well, the earliest moonrise on Irish soil tonight is 10:45. So you could, if you have a sea horizon, you might just see it peeking up over the horizon then. But really, 11 to 12 is the best time. And at this time of year, the full moon never gets high up in the sky. So it'll be low down from 11 to 12, let's say, for those all-important snaps that people can take, even with their smartphone. And when you see the moon low down, there's an optical illusion that kicks in called the moon illusion. It doesn't always happen, but I've seen it myself, and the moon can look two or three times bigger, you think, than it really is, which makes it even more impressive. It's not actually any bigger. The picture won't be any bigger on your smartphone photo, but the human-eye brain combination is tricked, like many of those optical illusions, into thinking the moon looks even bigger. So a full moon is already the biggest, brightest moon you can see. Add in the moon illusion and people are in for a treat well worth staying up late for.
That really explains something, because I have seen something in the past, and I actually thought it was just me, where, you know, when the moon was quite close to the horizon, it looked enormous. But then when I told somebody about it and went to bring them out to show it to them, it had kind of gone back to its normal size, but it was higher in the sky. Is that the kind of effect you're talking about? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, it's one of those optical illusions. You know, you see them all. You draw two parallel lines, put a diagonal line across them, you'll swear it's bent, even though you drew it with your own straight ruler. So whatever's going on in the human brain and eye combination, we get tricked by these things. No one's sure why it happens. One theory is, in ancient times, when you're out on the plains of Africa, if you thought something was closer and bigger than it really was, like a predator, you ran away. So we have, the people who ran away bred the next generation.
They survived.
The ones who didn't got eaten.
Very good. So you're hoping for a big influx of photographs tonight, David, after this strawberry moon. And as you said, you'll be putting the best of them in the magazine so people can catch up with them there or go to astronomy.ie. Looking ahead, what sort of other things should sky watchers in Ireland be looking out for over the course of the summer? Anything special coming up?
Oh, it's an incredible few weeks ahead. It's only 6 weeks now till the biggest eclipse of the sun we're going to get, until the total eclipse in the year 2090. That's August the 12th. Next magazine will have a big feature on how to get the best out of it. On our website, you'll see there are eclipse glasses you can get. If you haven't got yours already, try to get them early. We sold 10,000 at the last one as good as this in 1999 in one day. So get your eclipse glasses now. There's a giant spot on the sun. The International Space Station is making evening passes from this weekend on. So there's loads happening. Get the magazine. Every household should have one. You'll never miss a thing. It costs about €1 a week to be a subscriber or member. So astronomy.ie will tell you the rest.
Brilliant. David, thanks for being with us. Thanks for telling us about the strawberry moon. And let's hope the skies are clear tonight when people are out with their cameras and their phones, etc., trying to get that unique photograph that you talked about there. Thanks a million for being with us today.
My pleasure.
All the best, David. Yeah, strawberry moons tonight, folks. Get the phones ready and don't forget to send them in to Astronomy Ireland. They'd love to get those pictures.